John Williams is Alliant's construction manager.
From now on to completion of the project, what do you consider to be the greatest challenges you're going to have to face?
Apart from the weather, hoping it holds out for us, is the construction of the balanced cantilever segments. Now, we have a crew that hasn't done this sort of work before. We've got a teacher crew. We've got to get a cycle time for each segment down. The more we get that cycle time down, is the faster we can bring in the project.
By January 2005, the travellers, imported from Slovenia, were ready to support the formwork for the balanced cantilever bridge. Milestones were being met, as Tony Wood points out.
Getting the traveller operational is a big milestone. We've nearly completed another important milestone, which was the pier heads. And once the pier heads are done, then the traveller is the next milestone that we achieve. We're also about to launch the first incremental launch section today. Hopefully that should go right. All equipment running well, we should launch out today.
And what time is that happening on site?
That's happening pretty much as we speak. And then we'll be able to pour the next segment for the incremental launch bridge. Yeah, milestones being hit all over the place in the next few weeks.
Mark Sinclair foreshadows events that will occur over the next 4 to 6 weeks.
I'd say about February, March 2005, the project will really start to take on a different dimension. One of the most spectacular times will be when the incremental launch is just about at its full length and the balanced cantilever segments are built but not joined. You've got a 50-odd metre long cantilever, which is a big lump of concrete swinging around in the breeze, not joined, just hanging up there in space. And I think people, if they're able to be there at that particular time, will be quite surprised how it all goes and how it all happens.
By June 2005, the project was well advanced, as Steve Montgomery reports.
All piers are finished. The incrementally launched bridge, the northern bridge, would have been finished by now, but the piers aren't ready. So it's gone ahead better than scheduled, and it's got 4 more pours to go. There is 7 piers on the north bridge and the 4 major ones for the balanced cantilever on the south. Pier D, the southernmost one, the pier's finished and there is 10 pours either side of the pier. As of today, they've poured 8 to the south, which means they've only got 2 before they reach the southern abutment and join back onto land again. On the north, they're getting segment 8 ready now, so next week they'll pour that on Wednesday, so then they'll only have 2 more. I'm on PC, which is the next one north. I poured segment 7 south yesterday, which means I've got another 3 to go before it meets D. And on the north, same thing, I'm getting segment 8 ready, which means there's another 2 after that. And then all that big formwork structure goes back to where it came from, back to the middle of the pier, so they can be dismantled and moved over to the next 2 piers. So all the piers are finished. The south abutment is finished where we meet the old road. The incrementally launched bridge at the north, as I said, has got 4 more launches to go. They've also started the gabion baskets, the wire baskets with the basalt. There is a lot of work around the pine trees to stabilise the bank. That started about 2 weeks ago. And further north, around what they call Guardy's Point, which is the only variation to the job, the road wasn't wide enough for a semi and a bus to pass. So as a variation, we are now widening the road and putting a cantilevered walkway all the way around the northern headland.
What's been your best day on this particular contract, do you think?
The 4 large piers where I did the pile cap, they're the largest pours on job, 160 cubic metres in each one, and they're just one massive block of concrete. They were quite challenging because they were our first big pours, and the concrete that we're using is what they call a 50 MPa RTA mix. It's a very unique blend of concrete, which makes it very challenging, especially in the early days for the batching plant to get the consistency right. I think what is going to be the one everyone's looking forward to is when the 2 piers touch, when we can shake hands with the next pier. I think that's going to be, you know, a real highlight when my pier touches up against Pier D, and hopefully the surveyor's got it right and they line up perfectly.